CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Patience, Wiringo.
Good morning. The headlines. A bill to extend the term of office of members of the National Assembly put at the disposal of officials of the Committee on Constitutional Laws for consideration has been welcomed. In news out of Cameroon, France's far-right National Rally, RN, has failed to win a majority in parliamentary elections. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. Officials of the Agricultural Research Institute for Development, IRAD, and the Rice Value Chain Development Project will today in Yaoundé sign a partnership agreement. This will be at an event to take place at the conference room of the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development from 9 a.m. The chairman of the Social Democratic Front, SDF, is expected to grant a press conference at 1 p.m. in Yaoundé today. The outing by Honorable Joshua Osi to face members of the press comes at a time political parties across the country are mobilizing needed resources for upcoming elections in the country. Back to our opening headline, members of the Committee on Constitutional Laws of the National Assembly have welcomed the bill to extend the term of office of members of the National Assembly put at their disposal for consideration. Meeting in camera, the members of Parliament led by the Committee's President, Honorable Zondol Hesese, reviewed the draft law defended by the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of relations with the Assemblies, François Bolvin Wakata. At the close of that exercise, Doris Batetatoy Choir caught up with the Vice President of the Committee, Honorable Malomba Esembe, to ask him about what he thinks about the bill. Take a listen.
It is a bill which is welcome, coming from the head of state, president of the republic, who has the exclusive competence to bring such a draft bill to parliament. And the reason why we associate and we've supported the adoption at committee level is having regard to the overarching argument, motive in the explanatory statement, which is that of ensuring a better organization of the four elections which are coming ahead. It goes without saying that better organized elections will be more credible, free, fair, and transparent. And so therefore, we, the commissioners of this committee, have taken the decision this evening to adopt the bill, and it's our hope that in plenary, the entire House is also going to endorse it so as to give the head of state the necessary leverage he needs to organize elections in a proper way with the other stakeholders in the country.
Still at the National Assembly, members of the Finance and Budget Committee, headed by Honorable Rosette Ayayi, have carried out a substantive study of the bill to ratify the ordinance to amend and supplement some provisions of the December 19, 2023 Finance Law of the Republic of Cameroon for the 2024 financial year. The bill, which increases the budget by 538 billion CFA francs in absolute terms and 8% in relative terms, was defended by the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Moutazé, who now gives details on the essence of the ordinance. He spoke to Doris Batetatoy-Kwe.
Because of the transparency that we are looking for, the head of state has decided that since there are some changes that occurred in the running of the budget, those innovations should be put in the budget. This is why he signed this ordinance. And the first thing we have to say is that there is a slight increase in the budget. We are now more than 7,000 billion CFA francs. This is very important, and it comes from some elements. The first element is that as far as the resources are concerned, we have gained more resources. If you take the example of the taxation, the customs, and what we earn from our cooperation with our partners. In fact, there are some other resources that decreases. All what is related to the oil sector, we have a slight decrease of the resources. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is that we have a budget that has increased.
You are listening there to the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Moutazé, talking to staff lady Doris Batetatoy-Kwe. The fourth general committees of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie have been examining political, economic, education and social aspects that thwart the development of French-speaking countries. In separate committee halls, the close to 400 delegates deliberated on the causes of political instability, dwindling economies and the loss of values. Esther Kima, on special assignment in Montreal, Canada, now details the deliberations in this report.
Sunday's focus at the 49th Annual General Assembly of the Parliamentary Assembly of La Francophonie was the charting of the way forward to achieve the missions of the organization in spite of current day challenges. The political crisis rocking the world over, with dissident voices taking precedence over democratic practices, came under scrutiny in the Committee on Politics. It was a sitting attended by the senior vice president of the APF, Honorable Ilarion Itong, and Senator Etame Masoma of Cameroon. The lawmakers from 80 parliaments joined the committee's rapporteur, Senator Pierre Flambeau Ngaiab, to examine the political situation in French-speaking countries. At the Committee on Education and Communication, the worrying issue of the dissemination of misinformation and the protection of cultural heritage took center stage. Legislation on the need to cater for children with special needs and the economic rebound of Africa were equally addressed. Expected to present their findings and recommendations in Monday's plenary sitting, the committees on politics, education, economic and parliamentary affairs are resolute on taking the Francophonie space to an enviable pedestal of economic cooperation, sustainable development and political stability. Esther Kima, Montreal, CRTV.
And away from parliamentary issues now, over 1,000 exhibitors and visitors are poised to take part in the 2024 edition of the Central African Cross-Border Fair for Track in Ebolova South Region. The event is supposed to bring together actors in transnational trade and will run till the 21st of July under the theme Facilitating Exchanges, Encouraging Dialogue and Transborder Cooperation for Socioeconomic and Cultural Development in Central Africa. Africa in the era of the African Continental Free Trade Area. In the following report, our reporter Pauline Ambuakwe presents some participants from the South region and the peculiarity of this year's edition of For Track on the way in Kovos Complex.
The capital city of the South region, Ebolova, offers its riches to the general public. The city, which is preparing to host for 2 weeks the 15th edition of the Central African Cross-Border Fair, presents its potential, all specialties included. Close to trees, streams and fields, the city is full of numerous potentials, such as traditional pharmacopoeia. Regine Foinjang is a participant. For the Fotrack preparatives, which will take place in Ebolova, I am preparing so many products. I cure diabetes, cancer, just to name these. I will be at the trade fair to the benefit of all. It is also an engineering demonstration platform for craft specialists. The organizing committee makes the final adjustments. Daniel Latte, president of Fotrack.
We are waiting for all citizens of Cameroon and also those who are coming in the world, Africa and abroad, because we have to promote Made in Africa first, and in particular Made in Cameroon.
Fotrack is a business and cultural meeting in the CEMAC zone. Operators are just waiting for the official start. Pauline Ambuakwe, CRTV South.
On our sad page, former Indomitable Lions coach and football trainer Jean-Pierre Florentin Sadi has been laid to rest in his native Yokohama, Bamankim Division of the Center Region. A cream of football stakeholders of the country, members of government, parliamentarians, politicians and other well-wishers joined the late footballer's brother, René Manuel Sadi, to bid him farewell at a funeral ceremony organized to pay him last tribute. Jean-Pierre Florentin Sadi passed away on the 30th of May, 2024 after a protracted illness. And in news out of Cameroon, France's far-right National Rally has failed to win a majority in parliamentary elections. Official results show a victory for the left-wing New Popular Front NFP Alliance. President Emmanuel Macron's centrist Ensemble Alliance came second, with the RN third. The country now faces the prospect of a hung parliament, as the three groups have no tradition of working together. This is the second round of voting in France's snap parliamentary election, which Macron called a month ago. That's the end of the news, read by Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.